With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said U.S. and China had agreed to hold talks that will address a key American complaint about China's economic model. The agreement came on the second day of an official visit to China, during which Yellen's appealed to Chinese leaders to change their domestic manufacturing policies. The Israeli military dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. An investigation found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
It's very important that Israel is taking full responsibility for this incident. It's also important that it appears to be taking steps to hold those responsible accountable. Even more important is making sure that steps are taken going forward to ensure that something like this can never happen again.
The food charity called it an important step, but said systematic change is needed. Also at SRNnews.com, the worlds of politics and media emerged Friday as the Salem Media Group, parent company of SRN News, announced that House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear on a new weekly broadcast titled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-hosted by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council in Washington, with Tom Tradup, our vice president of news, serving as executive producer.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become President of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress will premiere nationally Saturday, April the 13th. This is SRN News. Gender identity now becoming part of immigration.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Explicit requirement that Iowa's state, county, and local decision-making bodies be made up of exactly the same number of men and women has been repealed. Christian organizations such as the Iowa Family Leader have been urging lawmakers to end the requirement. And Republican Governor Reynolds, who signed the repeal, says the focus for boards and commissions should be on appointing the most qualified people, regardless of gender. This is SRN News. Take a look around, folks. Check your laundry rooms. There's a recall and a warning to consumers about the packaging for various laundry detergent products. The latest on the story from Jackie Quinn.
The recall is for certain batches of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergents, manufactured between September of 23 and February of this year. Procter & Gamble says the outer packaging can split open near the zipper track, making it easier for children to access the colorful pods, which have been confused for candy. Ingesting detergent can lead to very sick stomachs, liver and kidney damage, and skin and eye injuries. If you have the bags being recalled, you should first store them out of the reach of children, then contact Procter & Gamble. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Check out more details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.